I just love this description of the tour guides that could have been posted as an ad in the 50s when the service was just started. So it says, wanted, young women of superior intelligence, pleasant personality, and a neat appearance to smile endlessly, walk 1,000 miles a year, and answer unanswerable questions. So what would the ad look like if you were to post it today?
I think the interesting thing is that it probably doesn't look that different today than it did in the 50s. We still need people, young women and men these days, who are enthusiastic about the United Nations, who know a lot about the United Nations and about international relations in general. I think these days we look more at professional experience, at the knowledge of languages, at the ability to speak in simple terms about a complex problem or a complex system such as the United Nations. We look less at the outer appearance, but I think a pleasant smile is always helpful, even these days.
We'll talk about appearance in a minute. I would like to go back to that, but I think there were certain milestones in the 60 years of the development of the tour guide services at the United Nations. Could you name some of them and how the work has changed?
I think the main way in which the work has changed, I mean, I've already mentioned that from the beginning, there were only young women who were hired as tour guides. From the mid-70s, we also hired men. There was no longer an age limit. But the work in many respects has not changed that much. We still talk about the work of the United Nations globally. I think the biggest thing that has changed over the past 60 years is that in the 1950s, the UN was an incredible architectural innovation. And a lot of people who came to the UN wanted to know, what is this organization? But they also wanted to know about the building. The guides used to talk a lot about the gift from this member state, the gift from that member state, the art that is visible on tour route. Used to talk about, this is where the Secretary General sits, or the seating arrangement in the Security Council. It was more about the building and the rooms and the chambers, which is interesting and still forms a small part of the tour these days. But over the past maybe 10 years or so, the focus has been much more on the actual substance of the work of the United Nations. So we talk a lot about the work that our colleagues do in peacekeeping missions, in providing humanitarian assistance, in supporting emerging democracies, in mediating for peace. So I think that's the one big difference and the one big change, that we focus more on substance, more on the work of the UN, and less on just look over here to the left and look over here to the right.
And of course, the work itself has grown tremendously. There were 51 member states when the UN was formed, and now it's 193. And there was no talk of peacekeeping operations
at the
creation of the UN. And now we have, what, 17 or 18 missions around the world. So, you'd have to talk about that, I guess.
I think what makes a tour interesting, and I think what made a tour interesting in those days, is the fact that the organization is not a static organization. It changes literally every day. We have a map of peacekeeping missions on tour route, and then we have a meeting in the Security Council, and a new peacekeeping mission is mandated. And we have to go and find a little sticker to put over that part of the map to say we have a new mission in South Sudan, for instance, or a mission completes its work and is taken off the map. The guides are given the tools to update their tours every day. So what you hear on tour is the most up-to-date, most accurate information you can find.